All right, this is the Newbie Bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog. And we are in the month, and I've got all my folders here. Let's find my bloggers folder. We go through a series of six steps from January to June, and then in July, we repeat it. And the reason that we just constantly repeat it a couple of times a year and we just keep going through the same six steps is because we just keep getting in deeper and in more depth and more information in each one of those chapters. So I want you all to know that if you are in this mastermind, you also get the course included in the mastermind price. So if you go to the mastermind in the kathybenner.com and scroll down in my website, you can click through over to Teachable, or if you have that Teachable saved on your computer, you can go straight to Kathy Benner International Academy and go to it. But go to the icon for the blogging mastermind, and then you'll scroll to the bottom after all the replays and you'll see the course. And so you can tap through the course. So all the information that I cover is in the course. And as I write more and research more and study more, I add that to the course. So the course is always getting added to, just so you know that that's where this information is. And for those of you that are in the Build a Better Business, because these are the two that kind of go together, the Build a Better Business and this blogging. Also, the Build a Better Business has a course, and it's the same thing. We talked a lot about in our last Build a Better Business, we talked a lot about story brand, and all of that information is in the course as well. And Sherry was on that call because Sherry was very instrumental. She is my co-mod for the Build a Better Business, and Sally is my co-mod for the blogger group. So welcome, everyone. And Ruth is my co-mod for the Clubhouse group. So I love it. The tide rises all ships. I love that. Anyway, when we talk about blogging, we start off in January talking about naming your blog, and then in February, how to get online and how to choose the right platform, and then in March, how to customize it, with links or calendars or, even being more heart-centered or whatever it is, whatever messages you're trying to bring to the forefront. And then here in April, we're talking about writing and publishing, and we've talked about everything from how long does it take to write and when in the day do you write, and what's the best time to write, and what tools do you use to write? Do you like to record it onto your phone first and then upload it into the blog? And we all have our different tips and tricks on how we like to blog. But today I want to talk about the top 10 blog writing tips so that you can write a blog that you would want to read. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but my life gets so crazy. I was just sharing with Sally how crazy my world has been since we went to Florida and decided to recarpet the entire condo while we were there. And our flight was canceled. So we ended up driving both directions 19 hours. And so we tried hiking yesterday, and about a mile in, Mark and I decided we were really tired. So anyway, I think all of us, and Sally mentioned that, as you get older, it takes a little longer to recover. And boy, oh boy, I don't like to admit that, but she is so true. She's so right. That is true. So anyway, let's talk about these 10 blog writing tips. Number one, and we've heard this one so many times, but I think it's worth repeating, is write with the reader in mind. Now, again, all of this is going to be in the course material. When I upload this particular replay, I'll upload my notes as well. So number one is write with the reader in mind. Remember that your reader, the thing on their minds when they tap into reading anything, and you'll agree with this because, as we search for things on the internet or as we read blog posts, it's what's in it for me, what's in it for the reader. So the marketing jargon is WIIFM, what's in it for me. That is what you should be keeping in mind the entire time that you're writing, is what's in it for the reader. So make it valuable and worthwhile. Number two, make it valuable and worthwhile. Don't waste people's time. If you don't have anything to say, no problem. Plenty of other people do. So share their articles, do an interview, review a book. There's all kinds of ways to get content. For example, on my Clubhouse call this morning, I used Gino Wickman's book, The E-Leap, Entrepreneurship. And so you can make it worthwhile. You don't have to try to create something every single time you write a blog post. So it can be an article you've read. It can be an interview that you've done. It can be a review of a book that you've read. Number three, proofread for typos and glaring grammatical errors. You wouldn't go out of the house with dirty hair or missing sock. So why would you publish spelling mistakes? Respect your readers by polishing up your stuff. And there's so many programs these days that do that. And most of the platforms that I'm writing in, whether it be my website platform or whether it be my blogging platform, it already tells me. I already get a little red scribbly. Well, yes, and Grammarly, Sherry says Grammarly, that's a good one. But I get a little red scribbly or a little blue line if it's incorrect. I already get that. So pay attention to those. Go back and revisit those. Now, you can ignore it, you can revisit it, and sometimes you want to use a slang phrase, or sometimes it's your own catchphrase, and you don't, like I use the ins and outs of opening a B&B, and I spell the word ins, I-N-N-S, you know, the ins and outs. And so, you know, every time I type that, my computer tries to tell me it's wrong and tries to fix it. So I have to go back and hit the ignore button. But anyway, you can clean up your writing rather easily these days. So keep it, number four, keep it short and simple, sweetie, which is the KISS method. Of course, we've always heard it, keep it simple, stupid, but you don't want to call people stupid. So keep it simple, sister, keep it simple, sweetie. Most people are scanners. You may have a lot to say and think it's interesting, and it may be, but people are reading online and out of time. How many times have you seen an article and you're hitting the high points and you maybe want to save it for later, but you're hitting the high points. So get to the point quickly, and publishing short posts more frequently is a better format than publishing lengthy articles every few weeks. Okay, so publishing short posts more frequently is a better format than publishing lengthy articles every few weeks. Number five, keep it lively, make it snappy and snazzy. Even if you aren't a natural born writer, you can write for your blog. Just write like you're speaking to your friend or to yourself. Remember though, get to the point quickly. Keep in mind the journalist rule of 5 W's in the first paragraph. Who, what, why, when, and where. Who are you writing for? What is your writing about? Why? When are you writing? Where? Answer those questions on whatever you're writing about. The who, what, why, when, where. The 5 W's. Okay. Number six, link often. This builds credibility and positions you as an expert in your field. People don't have time to know what others are doing. You should tell them. Linking to other blogs and websites also helps you build a network of associates who will in turn link to your blog. And guess what? The more you link out and the more they link in, raises your search when someone is searching for that particular topic. So the more links, the better, in and out. And so I do my own, and here's a little hack. Is that I have several Facebook groups, and I have an Instagram, and I have Pinterest, and I have LinkedIn. And so what I do is I'll post on my blog and I'll link it out to all of my social media, but then all of my social media links back to my blog. And so by doing that, I am raising my social media in the search engines, and I'm raising my blog post in the search engines, and it's all mine. So if somebody else links out and back, that's the plus, because I do a lot of my own linking and it increases my actual visibility on the internet. And has any of you actually just Googled yourself on the internet to see what comes up? Yeah. I have too. Sherry, you're on mute. Sherry, you're on mute. Say that again. Click on your microphone and let's hear you.
Eight pages.
Good for you.
All of Sherry. Eight pages I filled. I did that about 3 weeks ago.
I'm about four pages. I'm not up to eight. I'm about four. Good for you. Kudos to you, Sherry. How exciting
was,
is that?
I was blown away. So, I did find that my book has been pirated, and the book into its entirety is out there as a PDF.
Interesting. Now,
that was about page. That was about page six.
What are your thoughts on that?
Carrie Overrunner says it's going to happen.
Yep, it is. It's going to happen. And if you're writing courses or whatever it is you're doing, you're gonna get pirated. And you know what? That's just more views on your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so
exactly.
Yeah. So I it's going to happen. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Now, use keywords often. This will help you stay on your purpose, and the search engines will love your blog. Your rankings will go up. This is one of the reasons we have you write out your purpose statements before beginning your blog. The clearer you are about your purpose, the more consistently you will deliver messages that are on target, and the more often your keywords show up, the better your search engine results. And you remember I did a whole session on going back to Google Trends, and I put in passive income, and then I put in working from home, and realized that working from home gets a lot more traction than the phrase passive income. So with that said, every time I do a blog post, I try to weave in either in the title or in the first paragraph or both the phrase working from home, because that's where I'm getting the most traction. And so those are keywords, and you want to use those often. Yes, Ruth, you're on mute.
I was on mute till you said I could talk.
Good.
I totally understand, you know, that working from home versus passive income. Mm-hmm. But in the stage of life that I'm in, I would want the passive income. I don't want to work from home full time. So I try to weave
it in the first paragraph because again, I agree with you. When I talk about working from home, I segue rather quickly into making it a passive working from home. And yeah. I do make that segue rather quickly because again, that's the audience I'm looking for as well. So yes, I get that. And so I happen to have both of those key phrases in my first paragraph. So if somebody is looking for passive income, I'll still come up. But the majority of folks are looking for working from home, and I still want to come up in that search as well. So do that Google Trends and find out in your topic what's trending, and make sure you weave those keywords into your title and or first paragraph of your blog, and that'll help it come up more often. So write clearly, number eight, write clearly, short sentences, only one concept per sentence, no double speak or jargon, no more than one idea in one sentence. Don't make your readers have to think about your meaning. Spoon feed them. Use commas and dashes liberally. I actually like bullet points because, you know, we talked already about we have those scanners out there that's scanning an article. And they just want to hit the high points. And so I even like to use bullet points. I use bullet points sometimes in my Facebook post. Now, in addition to using them in my blog, I use them in my Facebook post. So anyway, just make it very simple. Yes, Ruth.
And you may have this in another of your keys. And if you do, you can say, I've got that later. But have you zeroed in on what the readability is, like what grade level you should shoot for?
I have not, but if you go back to Reader's Digest concept, they say the sixth or seventh grade level. Sherry, okay. What are your thoughts? Same? Six or seven? Yeah, sixth or seventh grade level.
I was even told fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Which really is a five sentence paragraph times five. So if you have your sentences like be five words, that's average for fifth grade. Five word sentences is one paragraph in fifth grade. And then five paragraphs of 25 words. So
wow.
What is that?
Good to know.
So they say 300. So you're doing a little bit more than fifth grade, but the style of sentence should be very short. One thing about fifth grade is they don't do a lot of transitions. So you're bringing that up to those higher levels as soon as you do, for example, however, in contrast, as soon as you do that, you just raise yourself up into like ninth grade. But still, if you get that basic concept of short sentences that are in like 25 words in a paragraph, you'll be better off. I'm constantly breaking up paragraphs because my paragraphs are always long, but I'm also talking about a technical topic. So my audience is not the average audience that we're talking about.
So you because probably could make it a little higher than that.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kathy?
I'm talking to teachers. So I need to be college level.
Yeah, because Sherry's oftentimes talking to teachers in her programs. Yeah, I get that. You know what? I made a note of that, Sherry. That's interesting. That's interesting. I'm going to do a little more research on that. That's a very interesting point.
I work with that, I know the standard.
Good to know. And that's why these mastermind groups are so important, because we all bring something to the table. I love that. I love that. And write like you talk. This is number 9. It's okay to use common expressions from speech. Examples, go figure, or don't even go there, or now I ask you, or gotta love it. And remember that here it is. And remember the age group of your readers. One of the cute little sayings is recently came out where somebody was like, well, just saying. That makes no sense to some other cultures or other languages, but we use that.
Repeat it because you blurped.
Yeah. What did you say?
Repeat what you said. You blurped.
Yeah. When somebody says, just saying, you know, like, hey, boy, it was really hot out yesterday. Just saying.
Well, that is also like y'all.
I know. And so many people don't have any idea what that means, especially if you're international, where you have other folks reading, they're like, what in the world is she talking about? So I have a tendency not to use a lot of that. I use a little bit trying to make things more comfortable on my social media posts. Sometimes I'll say, gotta love that, you know, the G-O-T-T-A, gotta. But I usually don't in my blog post, because it's kind of evergreen. Your blog posts are going to be there for a while. And some of the things that are popular today might not mean the same thing down the road. So I'm careful not to do that too much in my blogs. But then number 10, use a clear headline and don't be afraid to make bold statements, but don't mislead people either. Make it snazzy and use keywords in your headline. And we talked about going over to Google Trends and finding out what's trending. Now, I have on my website, if you remember, I had a text that popped up and covered up my screen there for a minute. If you remember on my resource page, I have that Author Wizard. And I do want to mention that in the Author Wizard program, you can put in what you think might be a good headline, and it'll give you like 30 options on how to make that title really pop when you're talking about a title for your blog. And your title, when it comes to blogging, your title is one of the most important things, because that's what makes people click on it and say, oh, what's this about? And so your title is so very important. And so an Author Wizards, what it does is it pops you over into all of these options for a title, and the ones that seem to jump, and then they give you statistics on which ones get more traction. And the ones that seem to get a lot of tractions are the ones where you have a step process, like the 5 ways to clean your house better, the 10 ways to pick your next travel destination, the 6 ways to, you know, so that seems to be, and we see that a lot. And that seems to be one that gets a lot of traction, because folks know that when they click in, they're going to get a systematic approach on how to accomplish something. So that one seems to be very popular. So what are your thoughts on that, anyone?
That's a good idea. I like that.
I think, and I have a tendency to click on those myself. So I do think it does get some reader traction. Yes, Ruth.
I have something to share on that, but I've got to go find my link. So I'll come back.
Perfect. And if you get bumped off, just come back on. I'll watch the waiting room if for some reason you get bumped off. But I think if you just, I think you can search without getting bumped off. So we're going to use a checklist, and we're going to ask ourselves a few questions. And here is the checklist. Is the topic clear to someone who only reads the headline? Is the topic clear to someone who only reads your headline? The second question is, does the lead paragraph tell who and what the story is about and why the reader should care about it? Remember that who, what, when, and where sentence. Now, is the angle you've used likely to seem newsworthy? Is it something new or is it something age old that we've heard over and over and over? You have to put a little new twist on it. The next question is, would someone who knows absolutely nothing about this topic understand the post? Now, I've even struggled there with my topic because some folks are kind of like, what does passive income mean? And so I oftentimes have to explain that somewhere in the post, what that actually means. And then, is the post free of jargon that doesn't make any sense? The next question is it written in a journalistic style and does it make an effort to be objective? Now, again, that depends, I think, on what you're writing about. You know, I mean, if you're writing an opinion post, I don't know that it has to be objective if it's your opinion. And have you peppered the headline and the post with keywords and phrases that will be attractive to the search engines? Yeah, Sherry, I know yours has jargon because of what your headline is. I get that. But your audience understands your jargon. Mm-hmm. Because it is the teachers and the parents that are looking for that material. Yes. The next question is, did you remember to ask your readers a question at the end or something to stimulate the readers to either comment or connect? Do you have a call to action or did you just put information out there? If you do not have a call to action of some sort, like please comment below, that's a call to action. You're asking them to do something. You're asking them to comment or you know, please forward this post or please share or do you have a call to action or please connect with me? So go back and look at your blogs and make sure you have a call to action on every one of your blogs. And then did you remember the last question? Did you remember to write with the reader in mind, always keeping what is in it for them? So those are the questions to ask yourself. So Ruth, go ahead and share.
Okay, I put the link in the chat, and I don't know if you want a link on it, Kathy, or you want to share screen with me, but this is one that we found just last week. Actually, Kathy Mila, for those that you know her, she was sharing it with us, and it was a real eye-opener for all of us, because it's free, and you can put a headline in there, and it gives you a percentage score, so it's a free deal, just like what you were talking about. And like we were playing with my headlines for my 5-day challenge. And we agreed that it's relationships on fire because once we put on fire in there, it raised it so high.
So, good to know. I just clicked through to that you can share your screen.
Okay. I can't see you guys anymore, so I must not have done it right. Let me go back and see if we can do it again. Because I lost you guys.
We're still here. Yep, I don't see your screen.
There we go. There we go. So let me see if I can get in here and do this the way I need to here. Why won't it? Okay. Now let's go over here.
It's coming. There it is.
Yeah. So this is what... this is what it is. And like you can put anything in here. Like if I put, because I'm changing myself. By the way, my new title for myself is Relationship Maximizer.
Very nice.
So
you're typing in and then it will analyze your headline.
Uh-huh.
So kind of like... okay, very good. I like this.
And then if I come down, let's see, I think it hopefully it's down here. Uh, Well, let me try it. The first time I tried doing it before, it didn't really come up. And you don't have to, it's all free. But I'm going to try it one more time if it doesn't work. But your goal is to be like between 38% and 40%, 30 and 40%, because that's what most copywriters go for. But so it is very interesting how these all, what words you put in there and how much it makes the difference.
Now, I don't see your link again. What was the actual company?
It's in the chat.
Okay.
And if this doesn't work, we'll go on to something else. Oh, shoot. I've got some stuff I need to take care of here. I did Chrome Tools, and so every time I try to do something, it gives me all kinds of different things here.
I pulled it up on my computer as I'm looking at your screen, and I pulled it up on my own computer just to play around with it. And it does ask you to create an account, even though it's free. It does ask you for an account. So I haven't done that. I will do that later. But yes, I do like this app.
It's a minimum of 4 words. I'm just noticing that, because when I did it before, it was like 5-day challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't type and do it.
Oh, I see that. Yep. It says enter up to 20 words, but a minimum of 4. Okay.
But see, I'm at an intellectual and empathetic at 40%.
And what is the goal? What percentage is the goal?
Well, it says it in here. I don't know. Can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Somewhere it talks about copywriters where they their goal. It's 30 to 40.
Okay. I just typed in work from home today and it gave me 25%.
Okay. Don't do on fire, but do something like that.
Okay.
Successfully work from home.
All right. Work from home successfully. And it gave me 25% again. Good to know. This is fun. This is interesting.
Now, I'm going to stop sharing so I can see all you guys again better.
Yeah, this is an interesting app. Yes, I'm going to put that on my favorite list so I can come back and revisit it.
I play with all the headlines for my each of my days in my 5-day challenge, which, by the way, I am doing a 5-day challenge that's starting May 9th. And it will be on relationships and everything, all different types of relationships. So you guys are all invited if you want to.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, let's see, if I get my, it'll be.
Now, this is your challenge that you're doing. It's not one that you're attending. It's one that you're actually providing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'll get the link.
May 9th.
It's 10 o'clock Eastern time, I believe. If I'm getting
okay, and it's a 5-day?
No, it's not 10 o'clock. Yeah, is it 10 o'clock? Yeah, it's a 5-day, Monday through Friday.
All right. We're and what's it called again, Ruth?
It's a 5-day Relationships on Fire Challenge.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about...
That's where you put your on fire next to the word relationships in this headline analyzer and got a much higher response. Okay.
Right.
I get it. All right.
I realize that's my sweet spot is relationships. Okay. And so I've learned a lot of tools and different things through personal and professional life. And so that introvert piece is still going to be in there to some degree, but it's not going to be the focus.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I put passive income in there and I only got 20%. So yes, I'm going to have to work on my headline analyzer here. I love it. Yes. So make sure you get that link out of the chat. Again, I will post it over in our replay. So if you don't have a way to write it down right now or to save it or whatever, I'll post it in the replay and you can revisit it. But I will definitely put that link in there as well so that we can use it. So Ruth, thank you so much for that. And again, thank you, Ruth just announced she has a 5-day relationships, plural, on fire challenge starting May 9th, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And what platform is it going to be on? Is it going to be a Zoom call? Oh, you're on mute.
I thought yep, I was done talking. It'll be a Zoom call and then it'll be in the Facebook. There'll be a Facebook group that goes with it. And so those replays will be in the Facebook group. Because it's relationships, because a lot of times when people talk relationship, they're only talking like a spouse or significant other. And yes, that's involved in your relationships, but it's also the relationship with yourself. It's a relationship that you have with the rest of your family. It's a relationship you have with friends and coworkers, bosses, even organizations. When you think about relationships, any organization you're a part of, you have a relationship with them.
This is true. This is true. And now, am I correct that, and again, we in the blogging group, we bleed over a little bit into the building a better business and back and forth because it's goes hand in hand. But at the end of this 5-day challenge, then, are you hoping to have an offer that you're going to offer for a price?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
And we will have a VIP too with the 5-day challenge. The 5-day challenge is complimentary. But there will be an option for a VIP, and then there'll be an offer for additional. I believe it's going to stay at coaching. At this point, that's still in the works. But when you talk in relationships, it's kind of hard to do a group unless you're very, very safe. And if it's a close relationship, if you're talking about a close relationship, you really shouldn't be sharing it in a group.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this is kind of a challenge for you, isn't it? To come up with how you can monetize that at the end of the 5-day challenge. And So I'm excited to see how that unfolds for you and how that looks. And I love it. I love it. So yay, Ruth, you know, she's written the book and now she's got the challenge. She's going to turn it in to monetize that. And now the blog is a perfect way to start advertising that in a roundabout way. You can blog about certain snippets of your topic that you're going to be talking about in the 5-day challenge and then link it back to the 5-day challenge.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't got my format for my blog though. That's where I'm stuck. I write many blogs 3 times a week. I just post them directly on social media.
Well, and you can do that. You can do that. All I'm saying is make sure you save it, you know, in a file somewhere. So because social media can go down and you'd lose it. Just make sure you can save it somewhere, but you certainly can. You can blog right on Facebook, right in LinkedIn. You can actually post that blog right out. I mean, that can be your platform. Once you write it once in a Word document, then you can copy and paste it right across social media. Because all a blog is just an article that's going to point back to another product, and you're gonna point it back to your 5-day challenge so that folks are like, wow, I really like what she said there. Let me check out this 5-day challenge. And it's a great marketing piece because you're bringing value. So you're bringing all this value to the post.
Yeah. And there is a ton of value in this 5-day challenge, just a ton. I mean, like I'm working with Wendy and Brandon on that. And like Wendy says, this content is real. I mean, this is so good.
I love it.
And she's actually, how do I want to say this? She sees me in a different light because a lot of the experiences I have had in my life, I take for granted. That's just the way it is.
So you know, I think we all do.
Mm-hmm. And so we do. And so it's hard for us to see that our experiences would have impact on other people.
I know when I present something and then I'm kind of shocked and I'll go, wow, that really went over well. And Mark goes, I've been telling you that, but of course I'm just your boyfriend. Because I don't see it. I don't see it in me, but you know, he says something and I'll go, oh, stop. And then when somebody else says it, I'll go, oh, wow, they were very impressed by that. And Mark is like, I know, I told you, but I'm just your boyfriend. So we don't see it in ourselves. We really don't.
We don't. We don't realize the gold that's in us. And I'm talking about each one of the people in this group, because we all have that gold. And this is something somebody else said about, they were actually pastors in a mining town where they were mining for gold, and they had the equipment. So they moved a ton of dirt in the process to find this gold. And nobody talked about the dirt that they moved. They owned the gold. And when we get that concept with each other, then we don't look at all the dirt that has to be moved. We look for that gold in each other.
Mm-hmm. That's a great analogy, Ruth. Thank you so much for that. I love it. All right. So how many is finding time to do your blogging? I know I am this last couple of weeks because it was just a crazy busy time. So what are some shortcuts? My favorite shortcut again is using PLR, and because I can get the format. And Sherry, now that you mentioned that rule of five, the five words, the five sentences, the five paragraphs, I noticed that a lot of the PLR is kind of based like that, and a lot of bullet points and, you know, and it, and places to put links. And so the PLR is a great way for me to start because it gets the format down on paper, and then I can go in and make it mine and change a sentence here, change a word there. And sometimes, you know, I change a lot, and sometimes I don't change a lot. It depends on the article, but it's a great way for me to keep blogging. So let's go around. What is somebody's shortcuts or hacks or tips or tricks on blogging? Sally, how about you?
Well, I have the trick to do it like Sunday afternoon to post on Wednesday, but I'm having trouble just getting back into the swing of things.
Okay.
Just back into a routine.
Now, one of the things that I'm doing, and I know you're getting ready to travel and be gone for a while, and one of the things that I did when I know I was leaving for Florida and I was going to be gone a little longer this time, is that I worked ahead, and I worked a couple of really late nights before we left, and I was able to work ahead, and I was able to get my announcement done, get my blogging done, and get all that done, and just kind of save it. I didn't publish it. I just kind of had it done and saved. And then all I had to do when the date came around, so that I had consistency with my students, my viewers, my readers, then I could publish on the days that I normally publish. And so that was helpful for me to just kind of work ahead a little bit. And because I'm also managing, you know, 30 pieces of real estate, I had to look ahead on any invoicing that was coming up or any contractors that were in the middle of doing a project. I had to look ahead and get their payments lined up ahead of time as well. So I had, and then of course, taxes were due while we were gone. So, so then I got busy and I got all of my taxes done before we left, because I just wanted to kind of have a clean slate. And thank goodness I did, because it was a real busy trip this trip. And so that's another option, is that you can work ahead when you have some time to be prepared for those times when you're gone. So Sherry, how about you? And you just shared something with us. What did you just share?
It's really not a blog thing. It's LeaderCast is coming up next month. And So I just shared a link on, if you wanted to go virtually, it's $80, where some other places it costs more money. I was very surprised at the fee. So just throwing that out
and
there.
And what's it about, Sherry?
I try to work 2 weeks ahead. It's because I have a team that's working with me. So I need to give buffer time for them to do their job. But listening to you, I just wrote a blog post today. And the emotional marketing value, oh my gosh, did I totally change the title of it based on that link? And so that's going to be one of those links that I stick in my thing, because I have like a 16 and what was the last one?
Yes,
54.55.
Yeah, definitely put that in your toolbox.
That's why I'm sitting here like trying to figure that out.
Yes.
Now, how come it comes up spiritual? I don't know, but hey, whatever works to improve my blog post titles, because that is one of my areas of weakness. So thank you, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes.
Original title and what did you change it to?
Something about working memory a moment ago. It is now. What strategies can you use to improve attention for classroom engagement? So I'm doing a series right now, but based on a little vignette that I started, and I'm breaking down the parts of the vignette and I'm explaining them. So one of the things about today's blog post, and one of the things I learned this week, is how to hyperlink within Microsoft Word so that when we go to convert it over into a blog post, it's easy to just copy and paste. So I didn't know how to use the hyperlink feature within Microsoft. And I was doing all this extra work on the side in comments. And my son's like, don't you know how to do this? I'm like, no. And well, didn't you ever try to Google it? I'm like, yeah, but I don't get what they're telling me to do. So he shared with me what some of the back end features of Microsoft were. So this ought to be a lot quicker for him to post this today. So we'll see how it works now, out. But
Sherry, I did the same thing you did. Is I went back to Ruth's link and I put the words how to create in front. So how to create passive income, and I got a 40%. And then I put how to create a work from home position, and I got 33%. So
there you go.
How to create in front of your title seems to work. Now, another thing, and remember what we were talking about on the tips that I went through. I think if maybe you put something like five ways or six tips, I think if you use those phrases, you're going to get a much higher value on the app. I think, again, it's what shows folks are looking for. It's going to resonate with folks better. Mm-hmm. So yes. Yeah, so thank you so much for that, Ruth. That was I'm wondering about this when it says spiritual, and it says it appeals equally to people's spiritual and intellectual spheres.
Yeah, I didn't really read it yet.
It doesn't mean religion. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to see what it's talking about. It means that it hits them in a more emotional, spiritual realm within their thinking. And that's why they might click on it. You know, that's why they might click on that. So anyway, so good stuff there. I write on post-it notes. I now have like 10 post-it notes stuck all around my computer here as I was taking notes today. Now, Sherry, tell us the link that you put in there. Tell us what is the what's the value that brings? What is it about?
It is a nationally renowned speaker conference, leadership conference. So who is speaking? LeVar Burton, Angela Duckworth, Diana Trullio, an aerospace engineer, Stephen Kotler. So if anybody follows Carrie, you know who Stephen Kotler is. He's the guy that owns Flow. Singh Cassidy. Maybe if I share my screen, that you guys can read them, and I'm not butchering their names.
I Andy put the share screen on, so you should be
Catherine
able to share.
Pierce, David, like all of these 10 people are speaking throughout the day. This is nationally, and then the Chamber of Commerce that I belong to is having a satellite. So it's done nationally, so that they pay for a site to host a thing. And so I decided to go in person just because I need to get out of the house.
Sherry, can you hear me? All I see is your little icons on your screen. I didn't see the screen that you were reading.
Oh, well, how dare I? Is that one better?
That one's better.
I'm sorry.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect.
So
now, I'll put these links
in. It starts at 8 a.m. and ends at 4:15. And I'm guessing that's Eastern time. And it's there. The speakers are actually going to be in Kentucky. So I went on to their website to find out what a ticket would be coming right from LeaderCast. It was more money coming from there. So I don't know how the satellites are doing like less money. Like, I don't know what kind of deal they got.
Interesting. It's definitely worth a look, Sherry.
Say that again.
What's the date?
It's May 4th.
Okay.
Up here, May 4th.
All right, right so before
they're gonna Ruth's everybody's challenge. Gonna have the May 4th be with you jokes. I'm sure. that's Wednesday. Which is the National Day of Prayer? Isn't that the following day?
Maybe.
I think it's the following day. So no, and then they have, I don't know what SHRM is. Ruth, do you know, is that something with human relations? An SRM?
Oh, credit? Yeah, sure. It's Society. I got to get it back in my head again. Society of Human Resource Management.
There you go. So for you could get 5 credits by going. But I'm sharing it with you because for a non-member, the virtual conference is $80, where if you get a ticket from LeaderCast, it was $200.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You Thanks know, for I posting think I might have link. Gone yeah. to one of these conferences a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, where they were like a satellite thing and they shoot it up on the screen.
Yeah.
I bet it may have been the same one.
Can I? No, that's not the one I want to share. That's the big one.
Sherry, you are correct. The National Day of Prayer is May 5.
Yeah. So I thought it was kind of neat that Andy Stanley was going to be there, but, you know, he's a... So let me get this on one page again. I don't know why it went to that, but... And up to... So this is my post that I'm just getting ready to have Michael do. I figured out how to do these hyperlinks within the document. So cool. I have 2 that are going back to a former blog post. This one's going out to American Psychological Association. So that's a big deal for my people. And then I'm referring to Kotler's book twice. Basically, this whole thing is about Kotler. And then I talk about John Lee. And then I'm finishing up with, hey, if you want to learn more about flow, contact my website, and then I share the link for Kotler's book. And then Good Michael stuff. Has some thing that he does on my WordPress website. Whenever I have a link for a book or a reference, he has some way of making it stand out that it's not like clogged into the content. He has it stand out somehow. It's really cool.
Does he put it on a link, like a separate link somehow?
I have no idea what he's doing. He has some plugin that he added to my website, and that's where all that stuff gets housed.
Okay.
I think it is. So yeah, I'm learning now, from you. That's why I wanted to quick share it. I'm learning. So I learned how to do the links, but I linked out. I linked back to a blog post, and my call to action is sign up for the webinar. So, and I also have I have two call to actions. I also got another call to action to sign up for Jonna Lee's webinar. But, you know, she and I just do everything together.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Well, this has been very informative. I've learned a lot today. So I'm thankful for you gals bringing so much value to the table as well. And I'm excited. Yes. And Ruth, congrats on your 5-day challenge. And Sherry, I'm watching your website just get better and better and better and better. And Sally's getting ready to travel and do what she does best. And so I can't wait to see some of your blog posts as all of this unfolds. So I'm excited for all of us.
So my win of the week, perfect. My win of the week before we go, I've just been asked out of the blue. I had no idea who this company was beforehand. The special education, I can't remember what N stands for, inclusion conference, the international conference. Now, the main conference is in Germany, but I've been requested to do a virtual. So a keynote speaker on there. I don't know if anybody knows Temple Grandin or not, but my face is going to go underneath Temple Grandin. I'm like blown away. So Temple Grandin is like this autistic woman who has written several books. I'll tell you what, she's autistic. She speaks like an autistic. She's hard to follow, but she is on like this national autistic stage. So anybody who listens to her, just like it's like Temple Grandin. So now the idea of me being in a featured speaker underneath her as a keynote. I need to have
congratulations.
I need to make the page small enough to see it so I could take the picture.
Yes, but look how far all of us have come. Sherry, that is so amazing. Congratulations to you. I love it. Who knew?
After I said yes, then they said, oh, by the way, we give you a stipend. I went, whoa.
There you go.
That's even better.
Look good how for far you. All of us. Yeah, look where we were and look where we are today. Can you believe it when you look at your earlier self when you just started down this path? For all four of us, look back when you first started and look how much clarity we all have compared to what we had when we took that first step.
Not just the clarity, but I think we have become different people, because that's what's going to spread out to other people, is they're watching who we are on the inside.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
The identity that we give ourselves.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yes. And I am proud to be in this group with all of you. It's perfect. You guys are amazing. I love it.
Same with you, Kathy, and everyone else.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. It looks good on you. I love it for all of us. All right, ladies, with that, we're going to go for today. This has been a great call. And again, when I upload the replay, I will also post those links. So if you didn't write them down or didn't copy them or whatever, you can get them out of the replay. And, you know, I always put the paragraph underneath the recording on what it's just a brief description. I'll put the links there. So that you can grab
and
them.
Also, Debbie, we missed you today.
Yes. So if Debbie listens to our replay, yes, we missed you. So, all right. With that,
I'll see everybody in about a month.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
Sally, enjoy and be safe. Yep. Be
and,
safe.
And we Do also miss Estelle. I think she's in this group too.
She is. Yeah. She is. Yes.
So we missed you, Estelle, too.
Yes. Absolutely. Now tonight I've got my Fit as a Fiddle Plus. We've got it, the gal that we're interviewing tonight is amazing. So if anybody gets a chance to do that. And tomorrow night we're interviewing a guy on the ins and outs of opening a B&B. He actually runs a company. I love the name of his company. It's called Hospitality. And so anyway, so we've got a couple of great programs coming tonight and tomorrow night. And then our Happy House Hunters is meeting up at Gresso's on Thursday in person. And that's just our little networking, sharing resources type group. So yeah, it's a busy week for me here, but I love it. And I love all you guys. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.